America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
One. For a minute, I just want to take a hiatus because my number one passion is video games. I've been designing the game for the past 3 years and looking into internships for different companies. That's what I want to prioritize for the next, after this album comes out. Obviously, I'm going to go out and touch the people, see the world, and tour as much as I can. I want to focus on, number one, is getting closer to my daughters. My oldest daughter's 10 years old now. I'm tired of telling her that I got to work or I got to be in the studio and then we can hang out. The thing about game design is like, super cool because like I could do it from anywhere. I could be next to her while she's gaming. It's just what I love to do. It doesn't feel like work.
Crazy that Bryson Tiller said that, because of course this man just dropped the album under RCA Records, which I like Bryson Tiller. So it's a level of resistance I have when getting into actual facts. But Bryson Tiller is under RCA Records, a division of Sony Music Entertainment. So technically, they tell him whenever he's done. So you never know how people's deal is set up. So I wish you would have phrased that like, oh, this is my last project to complete my deal with RCA Records, rather than, oh, I'm just retiring, because a major label would hear that and they would be like, well, okay, well, we're not gonna promote your album. Like, at this point, it's like your album sales aren't gonna look how it should, because you're not even talking about passion and music like that. You're talking about video games, you're talking about, you know, family time, which is great always, but the major label, the corporate, they don't care about none of it. They don't care about your family. They want you to work constantly to make the return on investment. So anyways, that's probably the nicest way I could have put that. Anyways, Bryson Tiller back again, new album titled Bryson Tiller. I know, right? On the nose, but it's definitely getting him out there. As I was wondering, what in the world made RCA Records green light a project from Bryson Tiller? Because if you don't know, he's been putting out music for quite some time. Now, I'm not saying he's supremely active, right? Because that's one of the things that a lot of people get mad at him about. But he did put out Anniversary, the Deluxe, all the way back in 2020. And he put out Trap Soul in 2015, True to Self 2017, and then Anniversary in 2020. And then A Different Christmas, which he put out a Christmas album, what in the world? All the way back November 19th, 2021. So when you're looking at it, you realize that he has some level of consistency, which to me, over time, growing up, you realize 2 to 3 years isn't as long as you think. So for people to take that long to put out, like 2 years to put out the album, things of that nature, when you get older and you look back, it's like, technically they were consistent. Like, just because they don't put an album, just because they don't put out an album every year, it's okay. Like, these years, once you get to a certain age, fly by. Like, we're already 4 months into 2024, and I swear yesterday was New Year's Eve. So with Bryson Tiller technically being consistent since 2015, I would say that he is a premier artist when it comes to quality. But the thing is, sales wise it's not there. So what I want to do as a Bryson Tiller fan is focus on the quality, which is what I would do if I've listened to the album, which I haven't. I always just cover like the overview of what people should know. So basically what you should know is 19 tracks, has collaborations from Victoria Monet, Clara Lawson, I think that's how you say it, as well as previous singles like Outside, Calypso, Whatever She Wants, which we're going to talk about Calypso in a second. But Bryson Tiller obviously showcases versatility, vocal abilities on this album. You know, a lot of things that he is good at as far as switching from rap to singing, is one of the things I took a liking of, as, you know, he literally called it Trap Soul for a reason. I like the way that he showcases his range, because that's the thing as an artist. You do the same thing over and over and over, people get tired of you. I mean, look at Lil Baby. The statistically put up some of the hottest numbers, kept doing the same thing. Now people call him trash. Literally doing the same thing, people call him trash. Like, it's crazy. Like, that's why you got to show the range. But anyways, also, Bryson Tiller, let me see if he has on his IG. He should. Let me see. Here we go. Yeah, Bryson Tiller has, hopefully you can see this. Once again, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio. But this is basically the Bryson Tiller tour, which scheduled across the U.S., of course, areas like Bay Area, Sacramento, San Diego, Inglewood, you know, things of that nature, going, you can see the dates right here. Cause I was like, where in the world is that? But I think he had other tour dates, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. But anyways, obviously this tour is just gonna go into, you know, towards the end of this year, basically ending in September. So he's not gonna be touring for too long. But even for him to get these type of dates, you know, it's, as an artist, it's always a blessing to be able to go on tour. It's never easy to go on tour, because that's where you make most of your money, because that's where people have to plan to drive there and spend money even before they get there. Spend money on the ticket, spend money on transportation, spend money on merch if they even buy merch, because Lord knows how much they mark up those prices. Spend money to get back home, so it's like a commitment to go out. It's kind of like going to the movie theater, except you're at a tour, at a performance, a live performance. I think it's longer than a movie, than your average movie length, I think. I don't know. Anyways, Bryson Tiller tour happening in the U.S. Yeah, man, I really don't want to get into sales, but all I want to say is Calypso definitely flopped, which is unfortunate because I'm a Bryson Tiller fan. But on the bright side, Whatever She Wants, which is what I'm saying, I personally believe is the reason why this album was greenlit. Whatever She Wants ended up being a hit. And as far as a hit, it peaked at 19. So that's technically a hit. At that point, you can go to your label and be like, hey, I'm ready to turn in my project. And they'd be like, all right, let's press the button. So I think Whatever She Wants is the reason that RCA even greenlit an album for Bryson Tiller. And that track is still on the charts to this day, being on the charts for 6 weeks, number 32. So you can see how you could be in purgatory until you get that hit, and then your label's like, okay, now you can put out a project. Because 6 weeks up until now, I'm not saying it's a short runway or anything like that, but I'm pretty sure Bryson Tiller been having a project that he was wanting to put out to complete his contract, which hopefully, the way he's talking, he did complete his contract, or they're going to be, you know, they're going to come back knocking. But yeah, seems like this is his last one for a while. And after listening to the album, I'll be able to tell you if that's sad or not. So anyways, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Bryson Tiller and just his overall perception from the masses and definitely the hip hop space? And if you've listened to the album, Bryson Tiller, out now on all DSPs, what track is your favorite?